You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Curie Beach, smallest of the three beach towns in New Hanover County. Situated between Fort Fisher and Carolina Beach, Curie Beach is governed by a mayor and a town council made up of four commissioners. There are five people competing for two open seats this year. Six names will show up on the ballot. But Lisa Lowry tells us she is not an active candidate. Joining me now is Alan Oliver, one of those five people hoping to win a seat in Curie Beach. Alan Oliver started his professional career as a center director for Rowan County Parks from 1979 to 82. He later served the town of Mooresville as athletic director for 3 years in the 80s. He's worked as director of parks and recreation for Ashboro and High Point. Alan Oliver's community service includes as president of the Ashboro Rotary Club, president of the Blue Comet Boosters Club, and a member of the board of directors of the Randolph Arts Guild and the High Point Area Arts Council. He spent 9 years on the Special Olympics North Carolina Board of Directors, two of those as chair. He and his wife, Mindy, moved to Curie Beach in 2014. He serves on the Curie Beach Parks Advisory Board and is the town's representative on the WMPO Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety Committee. He currently works at Masonboro Country Club. Alan Oliver, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much.
And you can ask your own question of our candidate today on this live Thursday edition by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. Alan Oliver, in your bio, you say that in 2009, you were elected president of the North Carolina Recreation and Parks Association, and in 2013, honored with the Fellow Award, the highest honor given to a parks and recreation professional in North Carolina. This has been the basis of your education, your entire working career. Why is this field so important to you, and what does it do for the quality of life in a town?
As a young man, I started working with a youth baseball program, and I became involved in the community, and I became a lifeguard, and it was just a way of life that I enjoyed, and I enjoyed helping other people, help them in their free time. Now, that has an adverse effect because it took away from my free time, but I had so much enjoyment, whether it was passive or active recreation activities. It became a goal of mine. I always was sports-minded. I always played high school sports and had been very active, whether it's camping, Boy Scouts, a lot of other things. So it was just a natural fit for me. And with my personality, I can get along with people. So it works out pretty good.
I have to admit, I laughed out loud when later in your bio you said that you and your wife enjoy outdoor activities. That's pretty clear. What do you do at Masonboro Country Club?
Right now, I'm helping with the front-end operation of the course. We're going through some transitions right now. So I'm helping make the schedule out and order the food and serving people and just anything that's needed of me. So it's kind of a part-time job that's spending more time than I anticipated, but I'm enjoying every minute of it. I'm a people person. I love being around people, so it's a natural fit for me.
And if you were elected to the Curie Beach Town Council, how would you balance that job and the responsibilities of being a commissioner?
Well, the same way all our other commissioners do that have full-time jobs. You know, you just have to find the time in your day. It does take up a lot of time, because especially in Curie Beach, where we don't have a town manager, a lot of those responsibilities fall back on the commissioners. So there are going to be phone calls. There are going to be emailing. There's going to be times that you just have to find time to get the job done. I found out a long time ago, my dad served as a town commissioner in a little small town. And the same thing as Curie Beach. And he would get home at night. Of course, that back before emails and cell phones and all the technology today. But he had to balance that with his work schedule also. And I saw that firsthand.
And you're a lifelong North Carolinian, are you not?
Yes, ma'am.
So he would have served somewhere in North Carolina?
Yes, in a little place called Mount Gilead up in Montgomery County.
In High Point, you oversaw the creation of the state's second Miracle League field. Tell us what that is and why that's important to you.
The Miracle League program is a program for kids with disabilities, physical and mental disabilities, to help them play the game of baseball. And the field we built, and they have one right here in Wilmington also, the field we built was a rubberized surface where wheelchairs and walkers and kids with all other difficulties in accessibility. We were getting ready to do a project where we were going to expand our athletic complex by a third. We were going to add 25 acres. And the city manager called and he said, find us, carve us out a spot for the Miracle League. We have people willing to raise the money. So I worked with the fundraising committee. We raised the money to build the field at no cost to the taxpayers. It fit right in. It was inclusive in our program, which is so important with people with disabilities, to be included in regular events. We didn't stick it off in a park somewhere by itself where nobody else would see it. So it was of all the things I did in my 35-year career, that's probably the most satisfying and the most appreciative project I've ever been involved in. We would have our project meetings with the contractor, and I'd say, you need to put this date on your mirror where you see it every morning, because we will open and we will have opening day that day. So it's always been a fun thing to do.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. We're talking now with Currie Beach Town Council candidate Alan Oliver. You can ask your own question during the Live Thursday edition by calling us at 910-343-1138 or emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. There are certainly some issues that you don't get to choose as mayor of Currie Beach, or rather, town council member of Currie Beach. Parking, major issue. There are limited spaces for growth. How would you handle the parking situation?
Well, that's one of the biggest issues we have, because with the growth of the housing industry in the southern part of New Hanover County, we have to be cognizant of the fact that people are going to come visit us. Unfortunately, we don't have the land that really, or the parking areas that really make it a profitable, for the community or for the town to offset the costs. So we're going to have to get creative. We're really going to have to, I think, you know, the numbers are in on the test that we, or the sample that we took this summer. The new council is going to have to work at it to try and find a balance, because just saying we're going to charge for parking is not going to solve our problem, because we don't have the parking places. So it's going to be an issue that's going to only get worse, not get better.
What are some of the ideas out there now? What are some of the directions that council is considering going?
You know, I'm really not that aware of what the other council member, the current council members or the candidates have in mind. I just know that if I'm elected, that's going to be one of the areas that we're really going to put a lot of effort into to try to find that balance, because we can't have parking or visitors spilling over into residential neighborhoods or areas where it will affect other people's homes and property.
We know that day trippers to beach towns bring their own burden. It's not just about whether they spend money in local establishments, but there's parking, there's garbage, and use of the roads. How would you go about being able to pay for this increased day-tripping population that is likely to occur with the building of these new residential neighborhoods nearby?
I think one of the biggest things we're going to have to do is encourage people who visit our community to spend their money there. I think we have a lot of people just show up. They've got their coolers packed, whether they come across on the ferry from Southport, or whether they're coming from, you know, the northern part of New Hanover County, or even far away as Pender and, you know, some of the other counties. We've got to find a way for them to spend money in town to make it profitable for our citizens. That way we can justify the expense of not only cleaning up behind them, but providing a safe environment, whether fire, police, or ocean rescue, or whatever it is. We've got to find a way to make that where they're spending more money in our town.
Currie Beach spends a significant portion of its money from the room occupancy tax on advertising for the town. Is that a good use of that money?
I think it's an excellent use of the money. We have to encourage people to come. We have to sell what we have. And that's a good way. And a lot of communities use the money for that. So it's nothing out of the ordinary.
So what is the galvanizing issue for you? What made you say, I want to move from being a volunteer with some of these committees to actually serving on town council?
I think it's always been in the back of my mind that something I would like to do. My grandfather was never elected to an office, but he was always a leader in the community because of the unincorporated town that he lived in, or community he lived in. I always have had that desire to serve, and I'd like to give it a chance. And this was I've always been involved in my community, no matter what my role was, whether I was an employee or a volunteer. A lot of the things I've done is in relationship to my job. I have the experience. I have been a town manager. I've been an assistant city manager. I just felt like it was a natural fit for me to offer what I have to offer. I have no preconceived issues or anything. I think we have a great community and a great town in Currie Beach.
There is some pretty decent competition. Six people filed to run for these two open seats. There are now five active candidates, with Lisa Lowry saying she's not one of them. So that's some pretty serious competition in a town the size of Currie Beach.
I think we should be tickled that we have that many people running for office. I know in some certain towns and even larger cities that some people aren't even challenged for offices. So, that's the biggest issue that towns run into, is getting qualified people to run. If you look up and down that list that we have, we've got some pretty strong candidates there that all have special things that they bring to the table.
Where do you stand on offshore drilling for oil and gas?
Well, I'm 100% against it right now, because I think we have to look at the adverse effects of the benefits that we could actually get out of offshore oil drilling. I've been very happy that the Sierra Club the Cape Fear Sierra Club has endorsed me as one of their candidates on my stance on the environment and on keeping our wildlife and everything. But it's also an economic benefit too, because if we don't have the beaches and people don't come to visit us there, that's going to put an even bigger burden back on Currie Beach and our community if we don't have those people coming in to visit us.
And so you're saying that offshore exploration for oil and gas and tourism are mutually exclusive?
Maybe not mutually exclusive, but I know that through the research and through the talks that I've had with people, that we cannot push aside the economic values of that, how it could affect our local economy, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
In the event of an accident,
yes, ma'am. It's too big a risk to take right now.
What about offshore wind?
I think offshore wind is a wonderful thing. I think alternate sources of energy, and you're seeing more solar farms, more wind farms and stuff like that. It's not the end-all cure to our energy problems, but it sure takes something that we have an abundance of and puts it to our advantage.
How do you think Currie Beach needs to grow? What would enhance the downtown business district, and does that need to be enhanced?
Well, it's kind of what it is what it is. I mean, we're limited. Our business district is smaller. We have good restaurants there. Do we have a lot of room for expansion? No, we don't. We do have some limitations with the town and the height limit that I don't think is a bad thing, but that does limit us. So we're going to have to, be creative and try to get some other people to think outside the box, possibly, to do some things. Currie Beach is a gem. It's a wonderful place to live and to raise a family or visit with everyone. I hear a lot from the people that come to town, and it has a special place in their heart, and we need to keep that.
We've heard about from Carolina Beach candidates and Currie Beach candidates that one of the difficulties is different regulations, different ordinances when you cross that line between the two adjacent towns. it's very hard for tourists to know that there's a difference in, say, golf carts. In Curie Beach, they're required to be street safe. Not so in Carolina Beach. Dogs on the beach, different policies. How would you address that as a council person?
Well, I think we have to keep open line of communication with our sister cities or towns. I'm not saying we don't have that, but you have to keep that open line of communication. You have to talk about things and how it possibly can affect us one way or the other. We do some things. I'm very proud of the fact that we have our golf cart regulations that we do, because it can be a safety issue. They are on the public streets. It is a necessity that they're safe. Times have changed. The world is just different now. So if we're going to put those carts out on the street, they have to be legal, and the kids have to be, strapped in or in the car seats as they should be.
And that's our time. Alan Oliver, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks also to Emily Swearingen and Sin Brochure. Coastline's technical director is Ken Campbell. Associate producer is Rachel Keith. Production assistant is Caitlin Hanrahan. Caroline DeVries is our webmaster and today's call screener. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org, get the podcast, or find it on the WHQR app. Tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 2. Join us for Coastline Live Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.